You're listening to SBS News.
The latest increase in interest rates is likely to send a shiver down the spine of many homeowners and prospective buyers. Coupled with rising electricity and gas prices, many will be facing a tough winter. John Robertson, CEO of Food Bank in New South Wales and the ACT, says some families are going without the essentials.
We're seeing families who are choosing to eat two meals rather than three, because food's now become the last discretionary spending item in family budgets.
And he says the charity, which is already stretched, is facing increasing demand for support.
We've gone from providing 6 million meals a month to almost 9 million meals a month, and we expect that's going to get higher and higher by the end of this year, sadly, because for many people, it's just getting too hard to put meals on the table with this increased cost of living pressure.
There are around 3.5 million homeowners across Australia, many of whom will be immediately affected by the interest rate increase from 0.35% to 0.85%. It's the largest rate rise since the year 2000, and just one of a handful of times the rate has risen since. A statement from Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says the key issue is rising inflation, impacted by international and domestic factors. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the situation will get worse before it gets better.
This cost of living crisis has been brewing for the best part of a decade. It will take more than 2.5 weeks to turn around. We've been upfront about that.
The RBA predicts inflation, which currently sits at 5.1%, will further increase this year before returning to the target 2 to 3% range next year. That will reflect the rising cost of living, including increasing power prices and groceries. The Treasurer also noted the rising interest rate will make it harder for the government to pay down debt.
Today's decision, in addition to the pressure it will put on family budgets, will also make it more expensive for the Commonwealth Government to service that $1 trillion of debt in the budget.
Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says it means the new government will have to cut down on new spending commitments.
The most important thing a government can do to contain interest rates and to contain inflation is to contain its spending.
But the Prime Minister, who's on a bilateral visit to Indonesia, has refused to comment.
Jim Chalmers will respond back. I make it a policy. I said this on my first visit. I intend to stick to it, that I won't be commenting on domestic issues while overseas.
A key issue during the election campaign has also been brought back to the fore. The Australian Council of Trade Unions is again calling for a wage rise to help ease the immediate cost of living pressures. The Fair Work Commission's decision on a minimum wage increase is due later this month, and the government has written a submission to the Independent Commission encouraging it to keep wages in line with rising inflation. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says a rise for some of the lowest paid workers could help stimulate the economy.
The statistics also show that low paid workers spend every single cent that they earn. They spend that on essentials and they spend it in their local community. So if they have less to spend, well, that's less money for local business.
But economists, including Sarah Hunter from KPMG, says too high a wage rise could lead to additional pressure on inflation.
The National Minimum Wage Award, which we get in a couple of weeks, the private sector momentum, and now we're going into the bargaining agreements between unions and employers. All of those things are coming together and putting upward pressure on wages growth, which is then feeding into costs and price inflation.
The RBA says it expects inflation to go higher, meaning many in Australia will have to brace for more financial pain in the months ahead. Krishani Danji, SBS News.